This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears. The day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. A sports psychologist said having no fans could affect the performance of the athletes. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, a day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting to death Moïse in his home just outside Port-au-Prince. Police said that seven suspects had been killed and six others arrested, among them two American citizens. The U.S. State Department has yet to confirm the reports that the two citizens are in detention. Three officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continued. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, where the prime minister said she was in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect martial law. Joseph urged calm and asked people to reopen businesses and go back to work. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.